Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Marcia Cook, and it's A Good Story is a Good Story, and we have a very special show, and I also have my co-host on here, which is J.D. Holliday. Hi, J.D.
Hi, Marcia. How are you
How
today?
Are you? I'm good. We haven't done a show in a while together.
Good.
We talk all the time.
No, we haven't
done a show in a while. And
no.
Okay, I did a show Tuesday. So today's Friday. This is an unusual show. You know, sometimes we're going to have them in the summer. So this is a very interesting show today. It's going to be about magic blocks. We've had Jason Lane on before. He's a great guest, and he's got a really great site. And he's going to tell us all about it. And there's a lot of children's writers out there, which we've had. We had a show, I think it was about 6-7 weeks ago, about children's authors and how difficult it is for them to get seen out there, no matter who they're published with. So this should be very interesting because I love that site. It's such a cute one. And maybe I will tell you, let's say, Jay, you have a story. Oh, you're on, so you could talk about your show for a second tomorrow. I don't have to talk about it.
Sure.
Just want to say who's on tomorrow.
Yes, on my show tomorrow, it's story time. Tomorrow is our first chapter book preview, and we're having two books on. One is The Revenge of Thelma Hill by Margot Fink, and the second one is Robbie's Quest for Seed by Kathy and Dawn Rush, and it's at 10 a.m. on Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find us at World of Ink Network at Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's good. All right, let's see. Virginia does not have a show on Monday. I have a show on Tuesday night, and it's a very special screenwriting show. I said I was going to be having them, and now I am. Mark Moss will be on at 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern. He is the screenwriter for the Alex Cross movie. That was James Patterson. Yeah, James Patterson
book. By James Patterson.
Yeah, and he'll be on. We're going to talk about lots of different things for screenplays because we have not done that in a long time, and he's done a lot of screenplays, some that you may have seen, but his name may not have been on there. He just didn't get the credit for it, but that's what happens in Hollywood sometimes. You write and your name doesn't get on it, but he's been very successful. It should be very interesting. And then Thursday, Fran has a show with Ray Anthimes, and that's it for Fran after that Wednesday. And Virginia will be off, I think, for a few weeks. Bethany's off. I'm here. You're here. What can I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be here. Anyway, all right, and that's it. You know, we have a lot of other shows scheduled, and it's going to be a fun summer. So I'll talk more about that next week. Okay. Jason, are you on?
I am. How are you guys
doing? Hi, how are you? It's so good to have you.
We're good
to have you back. You haven't been here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a while. I know we went dark for a little while there while we had to go back to the drawing board and fix a bunch of stuff and sort of build off of our all of the lessons we learned in the first year or so. So, but it's been exciting, and I think the new site actually is way, way better than before. So.
Yeah, it's not, you know what? This is all learning. You know, I mean, you know, that's what happens when you're, you know, doing something innovative like this, like you did.
That's right. When we started, we knew it was just a test. It was a prototype. Yeah. We spent a few months building it, and we got it up with one book, Claudia Graziano's book, Meerkat Safari, which is wonderful. And we built it from there. We just went out to author groups and talked to people, handed cards, and we got connected to one person, then another, and just sort of built it up, you know, from the ground, literally. And now, as of today, I'm happy to say we've got over 550 books in the library.
That's
so
fabulous. That's really good.
Wow.
You know, I tried to get, and I don't know if she'll come in or not, I tried to get Freda Roberts, because Freda Roberts was the Angels on my side, and she, you know, she's been busy. She hasn't really done any shows lately, but that's how I found out about you. And JD, you just wanted to say something? I think you did want to say something. Were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Did
go
I cut
ahead.
You off? Oh, no, okay. Yeah, and I remember when she told me about this, you only had a few books, so this is great. 500-some books is fabulous. You know, the site looks great.
Yeah, and literally we've added, I mean, when we relaunched the site, in fact, the whole big news why we're talking on the radio with you today is we literally just relaunched the site last month, kind of soft launch, you know, to get it up and working.
Yeah.
And if you go to the site now, you'll be able to see all the new look and feel and the new features, and it's way easier to use. It's a much nicer
very
reading
easy
experience.
Navigate. Yeah,
very easy to navigate. You can filter down everything. All of that, none of this existed before. I mean, it was just basically, you know, a test environment before. And so, but, you know, we had built up the library to, and I think, like, close to 300 books, maybe, you know, 250 or something like that, before we decided to shut things down and just sort of go back to engineering mode. And within the last 2 weeks, we made contact with just one or two publishers and a couple of authors, and we've literally added that in just about a week or two using our new tools.
That's
because
great.
One of the big advantages and big features that we have fixed is we built our own PDF upload conversion tool that basically will take your PDF.
Which is
that
wonderful,
you,
by the way. It's
yeah,
wonderful.
Have you tested it out yet?
Yes, I did. I put one of my last books on it. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It works very well. Thank you, Jason.
It takes about a minute. Basically, you take your
right.
PDF that you use that you basically use to go to the printer with. And you just basically make sure it has all the pages in a single file, you know, top to bottom, and, you know, including the cover. And you attach it, you fill out some metadata about the book, like, you know, the title and description, and pick some keywords and categories and things like that to help us, you know, target our users a little bit better with your book. And about a minute or two later, it turns into a really wonderful flip book that you can scale up and down, works on pretty much any size screen. It's crystal clear. The font is clear. Before, we were using JPEG images, which are just sort of static images, and it was a huge pain to get the books into that format. But, again, that was just testing mode, right?
Yeah, but that was a couple years ago. Things changed, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, you were one of the first that did this, you know, and I actually think that you'll do really great now, because I think 2 years ago, and even I think it was 2.5 years ago, is it 3 years? Is it 3 years that you started?
Yeah, it's 3 years since we launched
okay.
it initially.
But,
yeah.
You know, 3 years ago, they didn't have anything but the iPad and a Kindle, but now they have so many readers. And, I mean, every kid on the iPhone, you know, you go in the shopping mall, the kids are on, they're like,
When we first launched our site in the middle of 2010, the iPad wasn't even a word. Nobody knew what
right.
that was.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't exist. There was a Kindle, but it was a little small black and white text reader. And so that was, you know, one of the things that we saw as an opportunity to go out and offer people a full-color reading experience for kids. And so what better books to use than kids' books, right?
Right. I think, and, you know, one of the things I wanted to add, that a lot of people, I was just talking to Virginia Grenier the other day, and we were just discussing it. She may join us for the show, but her kids are off from school now. But the thing is, we were talking about the fact that people don't know that even if you don't have a Kindle, you can load the Kindle program on any computer. So if you don't have to run out and buy a Kindle, you don't have to get an iPad, you don't have to get a reader, you can read off of your computer. And a lot of people have laptops, and that's what a lot of people do. So you could go into Kindle, and then people can do that. But in your site, they can go in so much easier now, because they can just go into Magic Block. And it's on the computer.
Yeah, from
so
a
you
computer,
don't
any web browser, any web browser on a computer, laptop, desktop, you just basically open up the website and pick a book and start reading it. You don't have to install anything. You don't have to download anything. In fact, we kind of prevent you from downloading it to protect the books. We don't want you downloading anything. So it's much easier. It's a flash-based reader on the web, but then we also are – one of the big learnings that we had, and one of the things that we're working on finishing up, is we're building native tablet apps as well. So the first one we're going to roll out pretty soon here is an Android-based tablet app, and that will basically allow all of our users and any new users to access all the same books, the exact same set of books, the exact same set of filters, everything's the same, using our platform programming interface. to, and that's a technical term for the for how the app connects to our platform, but basically they can log into the app, sign in or sign up as a user, and get access to all to their account. And all of the reading history now is tracked, and as a user, as a parent, it's great because one of the things that I really wanted to do, especially with a seven-year-old at home, and having to constantly, like, every Friday go, hey, what did you read this week? And, you know, trying to remember what he read and write it down and say, how much time did you spend? 20 minutes. Okay, great. And turn that in because everybody has to turn in a reading log. Well, now if you go to your Magic Blocks account, there's actually a printable reading log from all the books you read, and you specify what time period you want to print it for. And it's printable. You just print to pop it out. In fact, I just did that for Connell. His last week of school, we turned in a Magic Blocks reading log. It was awesome. So
that's a great. That's really good. You know, yeah, I got to tell you, it was really funny. Yesterday, I did a show with Fran Lewis, who is the reviewer that most of you know already. But it was funny because at the end of the show, a young kid called. We usually, you know, she doesn't take calls, but I said, come on, just take the call. So she took the call. It was a sixth grader that loves to read books, and he was actually on the show. So I think things are changing a little. You know, at first we didn't want to go in the phone because sometimes you get crazy callers, and we didn't know it was toward the end of the show, but it was so great. We were so happy to see that he was talking about reading books. He loves to read, and he's a sixth grader. So, you know, yeah, it was the first time we've ever had a young kid on it, so it was really cute.
Yeah, I actually thought about having my son on today because he's really actually well-spoken, and he loves reading, and he can sit here and talk on your show for an hour
well, you know
and
what,
tell
though?
You all
you know
about
what? We could use somebody. JD, we're looking for a young kid to review books on It's Story Time, which is JD's show.
Oh, he would love it. He would love
all
it,
right,
yeah.
Well, we'll
I mean,
have to talk about that, yeah.
He actually, you know, one of the publishers we have on our site is Little Pickle Press, and I asked Raina to join, and I'm not sure if she's going to join today or if she's waiting
yeah,
in the queue or not. But,
yeah, right, she came on before with you. Yeah, that's good.
So she has a book called The Fantastic Elastic Brain, which is an amazing book, and it basically outlines, you know, how your brain works, and it has really great illustrations and very simple and easy to understand for kids. And he read that the other day with his account. And then afterwards we asked him to, you know, write what he learned, you know, just so we make sure he's, you know, comprehending what he's learning. And he wrote things like some really technical words like oblongata, you know, things like that. And like, where did you learn that from? But yeah, so he wrote that down on a paper and said, here's what he learned. He learned his brain stretches and da 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 da. It's great. I mean, obviously the spelling wasn't right.
She does a lot of educational books and things like that. So that's.
She does, like, what does it mean to be global? What does it mean to be present? What does it mean to be safe? You know, things like that. Things that are very meaningful topics, right? So it's a great publisher. She's been with us for a long time.
If she doesn't come on the show, just have her email me. She can come on and she can talk, you know, on any of this. She can come on the show. So don't, you know, if she doesn't have to come on today. You know, let me ask you a question. All right. So, you know, there are a lot of problems that the children's authors are having now because they're just, it's not like, you know, I also do romance and I do other genres and there's places to go now with the blogs and there's so much going on. But with the children's, it doesn't seem to be taking off. So I'm hoping what you have will get readers and authors closer together because that would really help all the authors that are out there that have great books.
Yeah, that's definitely our goal. And if a user comments or writes a review on the author's book, the person who uploaded the book, whether it's the author themselves or the publisher who uploaded it, will see that review and see that comment, and a lot of times, more often than not, the author will actually chime back in and comment back with the user and say thanks for the review, love it, you know, but whatever. It gives so that's one forum to allow some interchange between the reader and the author, and that's one of the values that we try to bring is we're trying to create a platform and a tool and a site and a place that the author can actually talk directly to readers all over the world, and that's some value here, right? So you can see.
I think it's great. I think it's a great thing because you've got a lot. You've got you've got different languages now, which that's an interesting part of your
Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody, yeah. I mean, you know, we just haven't talked to the right publishers or right authors yet with the right, you know, with different languages, but we have
You
have
it
have
on your site, though, right?
Uploaded.
Right. You have
yeah,
it
yeah
on
no,
your
no,
site.
We have some. Like, we have actually, as of last night, I looked at our Spanish collection. We have over 100 Spanish books, which
yeah,
is, and
great.
Some of them are Spanish / English. They have both.
Oh, that's great.
And we have some Italian books, we have some French books, and we have obviously English books. But the Italian and French is very, you know, there's a few. But, again, anybody that has German books or, you know, anything. In fact, one of the publishers that's uploading a lot of books this week, she just told me she's going to Germany next month, and she's going to be moving a lot of her books into German, I believe. And so she's going to start uploading German versions of all her books, which is awesome. And then,
oh,
nice. You know, Little Pickle Press still has like a Korean version of their book. And so we, you know, it's just a matter of time. Just haven't had time to get them on the library. But yeah, so anybody who has a book in any language, pretty much, you can, if it works in PDF, it could just be uploaded to our site and shouldn't have a problem.
I want to ask you a question. Now, you know, I want to ask you a question. What do you think, you know, I mean, because you reevaluated everything you were doing, what do you think was one of the problems for of your site that you've corrected now? So,
I talked about initially on the author publisher content creation side, I mean, it's moving away from an image based page system, and the reader was completely swapped out. We the old reader, you couldn't, you know, it didn't scale up and down very well. So if you had a different size resolution on your screen or a small resolution, you couldn't, it was hard to see the book, right? And the
right,
text
yeah.
got blurry, and some of the pages were blurry, and it was at least a 15 to 20 minute process just to get one book up to the library. Now, it's taking a file that you pretty much already have. It might take you a minute or two to add the cover to it or something, but once you attach it to our server, it literally takes less than a minute to upload the file and process it, and then now that's generating all the Swift files it needs, it's generating all the Flash files and everything that it needs to render the book in a, you know, a full spread flip book, scalable. The reader that we're using now, it allows you to flip the pages using the keyboard. We didn't have that before. You can
great.
Jump to a specific page. We're about to bolt in a bookmark feature so you can remember where you were, because now
that's
we've
great.
Got a lot of, now that the text
oh,
nice. Is clear, we didn't support chapter books really well before, because we couldn't jump out to page 100 where you left off or whatever page, right? The text
right.
wasn't very
yeah.
clear, and it didn't scale up and down very well. So now with all these changes, textbooks look amazingly great. And so if you've got a young adult book that you want to add to the site, please, we need more advanced readers out there, people in middle school. We're trying to target up to age 13, about, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, somewhere in that range. And, you know, obviously they're going to read a little bit more heavier material. So,
yeah, I saw that. And that's very good, because you have it laid out where they could go into advanced beginner, you know, and
yep.
the readers. You know, I was going to do it. We never did it before, but I'm going to put my Sailor book on, Sailor More Than the Survivor of the Holocaust, because the Holocaust survivor that I did the story on, she goes to the Holocaust Museum, and all the kids that she talks to are in 7th and 8th grade, because that's when they do the Holocaust in school. And that's, you know, there are several of, you know, they really like to read these books, you know, and
yeah.
they're very, you know, and so I think it's good that you've decided to do that. And, you know, the levels that you have are good. So you'll be getting in a lot of different
yeah.
readers. So that sounds really,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, from a user perspective, and, you know, one of the big changes we made is the ability to fine tune and filter down the exact books that you want, right? Before, we had age range, I think, was the only filter you could use. And now it's much easier, because we're really trying to build this so that we, you know, you can easily and quickly find a book out of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of titles in our library. I mean, that's our goal, right? We're really trying to become, you know, I hate to use it because it feels cliche now, everyone's saying it, but the Netflix of books, because everyone wants to be the Netflix of everything, right?
Yeah,
It's so funny. But anyways, you know, but I also see this as the YouTube for kids' books as well. So it's kind of a
yeah.
cross between,
right.
you know, a subscription-based access to lots and lots of kids' books for less than $4 a month, which is, wow, I mean, $40 for a year, $38 for a year to access 500 books. And not only the 500 that we have, but we add new ones pretty much every day. So it's like you're basically signing up for a book of the month club, but you're getting hundreds of books a month, you know, that type of thing.
I think it's going to be going to be good, and I think you were like a little bit ahead of your time. That's what it was. I think I think you were just ahead of your time, because now the market is so much different. And Conchetta Payne is on the phone. She wanted to ask you a question. Hi, Conchetta.
Hi, Mark. How are you? And how's JD?
I know you're on Magic Box. You've
and
been there
also
from the
Jason.
Beginning. Yep.
My
how are you doing, Jenna?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Jason. And let me tell you, I've always loved Magic Blocks, and it has come a long way from the very beginning.
You.
I think I started with you back in 2010, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you were one of our first authors, maybe the first,
As speaking as an author, I find that what you have to offer the publishers and the authors, it's such an amazing thing. And actually, I'd like to thank you for my royalty check I got a couple of days ago.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So that's simply amazing.
That's one of my favorite. Oh, that's actually something that I'm really excited about, that I'm happy that we fixed, because I spent hours and hours and hours trying to map Excel to that. This is what I think one of the straws that broke my back was trying to make that last payment in May of 2012, and I was like, oh man, I had to keep exporting stuff out of our database and into Excel, and it was like, you know, we had to build we didn't have any tools to manage that, and you guys had no visibility into what your earnings were and what your reads were and all the previews, all that stuff. Now it's all built right into the site, and all I have to do is push a button every month, and
I personally feel that it's the only ebook library on the whole web. I mean, it's so beautiful to have all those books for children, and to have them for such a. It's so inexpensive to become a member.
Great. It's so
wonderful.
Good. It's such a good site. I mean, it's just always been, you know, a
oh,
good
yes.
site. But
and
I think
every
now
chance I get. Well, Marcia, Jason knows every chance I get, I promote Magic Blocks. I think it's so wonderful. And so I appreciate all that you're doing, Jason, and just keep up the good work, because your site's amazing, and I know how hard you work at it. But it's so advantageous for children, parents, publishers, authors, and there's so much there. And also, I love that idea that you put that buy link in there also. If people want to actually buy it, they go directly to Amazon or wherever.
Absolutely. That's definitely one of the big values that we've been pushing and trying to share with authors and publishers alike. I mean, honestly, if you don't have your book, if you are a children's book author or publisher and you don't have your book in this library, you're really missing an opportunity to get free marketing, free advertising, because it doesn't cost you anything. We don't charge you anything to add it. You're using a file that you already have, right? The PDF, it takes you 2 minutes to literally create the book and upload it.
It's a no-brainer, Jason. It's a no-brainer.
Worst case scenario, even if your book doesn't get read on our library, because we're still growing and we're still building traffic and all of that, you're still getting exposure. You're still getting the search engine optimization ranking improvements, because now you've got a site that's backlinking to your site. You're getting exposure. You're being able to be found through Google because we're doing a lot of SEO work, right?
That's right.
Virginia and I talked about this, and we thought, you know, I mean, we'd like to work with you, you know, to try to, and I'd be happy to have a chat, and JD, well, naturally JD because of her show, but I'd like to maybe have some chats, and maybe we'll have some live chats if some of the authors want to come on a show, and we can all talk about it, and then we'll have the link, and it can go out, because I think, you know, from what I've noticed, a lot of the children's authors, I don't want them to stop writing, but they're losing patience with the fact that their books are not doing as well as they should be doing.
Well, you know, Marsha, also Jason mentioned.
That's in general across all channels, right? I mean,
right.
It's tough because it is a big market. The children's book industry, I mean, and if you look at the numbers from like McKinsey or something, it's $2.5 billion a year in the U.S. alone, right? So, I mean, it's a ton of books being sold and revenue being generated around children's books. So it's a very large market, a large industry. And then you're competing now with all these digital providers, and you've got iTunes, Amazon,
right?
You're
offering audio, too, which is a good thing.
We had audio before, but now it's actually much easier to use. This is another improvement for the creator side is now if you want to make your book an audiobook, forget having to – we had a disconnected experience before. All you did is you attach an MP3 file, and the pages turned independently of the audio. There's no connection, right?
Yeah.
So what we did is one of the new features that we allow you to do is you can upload a single MP3 file and then set the time for the page turn. So at 1:03 is when the first part of the narration finishes, and that's when the user is supposed to turn the page.
Yeah.
You type in on a form that is in the creation box, which is pretty simple to do, and we've got authors doing it today, and it's not, I haven't heard any complaints. You can basically create a follow-along audio narration experience. So turn the page when you hear this sound, right? And so if you want to narrate your book, or you want to have somebody on Elance narrate your book for you that with like a nice voice or whatever, get the MP3 file, upload it to the server, and then just tag the time code when you want to play the sound, and then our system does it automatically. So you can build a connected experience within minutes just with a single MP3 file. You don't have to produce that on your side.
Because a lot of people, you know, the problem is because the original audio, when it started coming out, it was very expensive for people to do. So this is, and you give complete instructions on the site, which I've seen, and that's really good. You have a YouTube type of, explanation. So I think that'll help a lot of people because, you know, one of the things I always talk about is that everybody thinks everybody knows everything, but we don't all know everything, so we have to learn it. And you have it all pretty much out there now where if they have a problem, if they know, you already know that they might, so you're telling them how not to have it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, and there's, I mean, I'm not using any... especially expensive tools to manage MP, you know, to edit MP3 files. I mean, I use a Mac and I have GarageBand. It comes with iLife, right? And I think even now the new operating systems and the new Macs that are coming out, I think it's even included in there as, you know, part of the base install. So if you've got a Mac or even Windows 8, I think has some MP3 editing tools.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it's pretty easy to create an MP3 file these days. All you need is a microphone and a recorder on your computer, and you save it out as an MP3 file, and you've got an audiobook, right? And then we help you both in the follow-along experience by just entering some, you know, time code. Basically, what period of time in your MP3 file should we play the sound? And that's it.
Well, Jason, I just wanted to remind you, keep sending me those emails because every chance I get, I do promote Magic Blocks for you. That's
great.
How much I really love it. So,
I appreciate it. And your books are great.
They're very cute. The books are
Bobo
good.
The race car. The
illustrations are great. Are you writing anything else?
Oh, I do have a few, but you heard about my devastation. I don't want to go into that. That's a long story, but most of my books I did go with Creative Space, and they're all up and running again. So I'm a very happy camper about that. Anyway.
I didn't hear about anything. I didn't hear about it.
That's a long story, Marsha.
My
publisher stole my concept and wanted to write another book. And so when we found out about it, only one book in particular, when we found out about it.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, he expired all my books. He wrote us both emails telling us as each book came up for renewal, he was going to expire them. And so I was devastated to think that my books wouldn't be available anywhere. But I was very fortunate. I contacted Creative Space, and bingo, they're all up and running. And I'm just happy. But
I'm glad
anyway.
You got that sorted out. That's good.
I guess
yes,
that turned out. All right, so, you know, Conchetta, we're happy that it did. I'm so happy that you called in, and I really appreciate it. You know?
Oh, you're welcome. And, Jason, I wish you all the best. Unfortunately, I do have to run and get off the phone, but I just love Magic Box. I wish everyone the best.
Yep.
Great, thank
thanks
you.
For coming
bye,
on. Take
Jetta.
Care. Hope everything
okay.
is good with you. Good luck on
bye.
The day.
So
okay,
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So one of the other really exciting changes that we made to the site this time around, we tested the subscription model. Obviously, that's our mission, is to try and sell subscriptions, really affordable, you know, month to month or yearly subscriptions. And before, we had one option: you could buy a yearly pass, or you could take a week free trial, and that was pretty much it. And we didn't have we didn't automatically bill your credit card, which is a problem and kind of, you know, very difficult
yeah.
to maintain a revenue stream if people sign up and then, you know, we stop charging them.
Right, right.
We
right,
fixed
right.
that now. So when you sign up now, you know, your card will automatically bill, your account will automatically be charged on the terms that you agree to. And if you ever want to downgrade to a lower account or whatever, you can do that anytime and then stop getting charged. It's really simple to do just from within your account profile, and you can upgrade as well. We hope everybody
so your
upgrades.
Your pricing is very reasonable. It's very reasonable.
So, yeah, so one of the things that – so what instead of giving people a free trial, what we're actually doing now is we want to make every single person who comes to the site a user. There's no reason why everybody who lands on our site shouldn't be using the site. So not only do we give everybody a preview of the first 8 pages of the book, which is, you know, it's great. Now you can actually see and touch and feel just like you used to do at Borders, which is gone now, right?
Yep.
And you're seeing and touching and feeling books that you probably would have never been able to discover before because they were buried in somebody's hard drive or on a unique shelf at some farmer's market or something like that, right? So now they're all getting up here into this library, you know, good, bad, whatever. Let's get it all in here. Let's let the users decide what's good. And actually, honestly, 99% of the stuff that we have in our library is phenomenal. It's great. And I knew that going into this, which is one of the reasons why we decided to move forward with this project. But trying to get there. Every user can be a free member, and you can pick one book per month for free. So anybody who lands on the site and registers with just their email address, first name, last name, and password, will have access to at least one free book every month. So that's 12 books a year we're giving away for free.
That's great.
And you can read it as much as you want during the month with unlimited access, just that one book, obviously. If you go to pick another book, we'll stop you and we'll tell you, hey, you know, your access pass only allows you to read one book a month. Do you want to upgrade? You know, and we'll give you the chance to upgrade so you can read it.
I think, you know what, I think the parents now, and I think, you know, the kids, I think it's a really good idea because this way they always have them with them, and they don't have, like, if you go into a site like Amazon, it's overwhelming. And you don't, you know, you pick a book and then you're done. But you have it laid out where they can figure it out, and it's not millions of books. It's really hard to do. I mean, people just think that everybody knows how to navigate everything, and they don't. And
yeah,
so sometimes this is so much easier, and this would even be a great thing for people to get for grandparents, because then when the kids sleep over there, they can, you know, if the grandparents don't know how to do this, maybe that the children can, you know, the children learn how to do these things really quick. I mean, at a very young age.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be a good present to get grandparents so they have it, you know, so they can have it when they're on their computer or wherever they're, you know, when they visit them too. You know,
yeah, I mentioned a minute ago that we were trying to build sort of the YouTube of kids' books. Well, one of the things that YouTube actually does that's really powerful and why they've become so successful is they keep you in the reader. Like, so you basically open a book or you open a video and you watch it, and then the next thing you know it tells you, well, here's 15 other videos that are similar to this one. Why don't you watch that one too? It kind of keeps you going, and you end up down this path. You're like, wow, I just watched 15 videos that I didn't even intend to watch because I started with, like, a golf lesson, and all of a sudden I'm watching, you know, guys jumping off buildings or whatever. But
well, that's true, though, because, you know, that's what happens. You get on, and then by an hour, you've already been on. 2 hours later,
exactly.
It's
very addictive, right? And
yeah,
so we're trying to create that. We're trying to create that experience for kids to make reading addictive. It's like,
yes,
you know, you can spend an hour at a physical library just searching for one book. Well, just open it and read it. And then when you're done reading it, there's four more. You know, here's some that are related to that. And keep going. You know, keep trying to keep reading and just open up whatever is in front of you. I mean, you can search for stuff specifically. That's a good starting point. It's really quick and simple to do using our tools. But now, once you've found that one book and you're done reading it, now we've got a recommendation engine on the book details page, and we'll actually build that into the reader as well, so that it's actually in the reader as opposed to going back to the site. But
that way we
keep recommending books that they may not have seen originally on the library. So the whole point is to try and bubble up and surface up these things that are buried deep in the bowels of our 10,000 books, right? Because that's what we're going for. Right now we've got 500, but we're really shooting for thousands.
Okay.
And but to boil that stuff up to the top. And one of the ways that we're doing that as well is, if you notice on the right column of every page, we have what's being read now. And it'll cycle through any book that's been opened in the last 30 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
Jason, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my show, and wonder if we could kind of partner with you. Marcia and I were talking about that.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
We have a pretty good audience. And
you have a great it's a good audience, very good audience.
And
because we have it on
demand,
it's a very good audience.
Is that the one where you read books to kids?
Right.
Yeah.
We have the authors come on and they read the stories. And if you've been to my website, it's storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. You'll see on the left we have two of your logos. And we were hoping that, you know, we could, you know, you could put our logo in, and then we could, you know, maybe give each other some back and forth with advertising.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do a blog post on it and show the event. And I also need to build out, which won't take me long, but we need to build out a partner page for various partners that we work with, and we want to showcase on our site and give them some credit.
We had this show a few weeks ago, and it was like really good children. There's so many good children's authors out there, and this is not, you know, this is the indie market, this is the any market, you know, random, anyhow, it doesn't matter for children. I think they're all, like, you know, trying to figure out what to do next, how do they get to the kids. And I think that the show that JD has, really, the kids love it, because it's not, we don't, you know, it's not like this show where we're talking. It's just that JD introduces them, and then they read the story, and that's that, you know.
That's great.
And sometimes there's
imagine, though, if we actually were able to read the story and have all the kids virtually log into the site at the same time and follow along.
That'd be great.
Right,
yeah.
That'd be nice.
You could do that, right?
Well, JD, you know,
we can't do that yet.
Well,
we can do it right now. You can do it right now. Just tell them, go to magicblocks.com, search for this book, or put the link to the book on the site, and they can go there. They can redeem their fee.
You know why it'll be easier now? Because we now have the books that are the authors of World of Ink Network, because some of us never talk about our own books. So we have, you know, several children's books that we all did. So it's on our special site, so then we can add that there, because, yeah, that will be good. Because, you know, I mean, we are on a lot. We all have a lot of different shows, and no matter how many shows we have and whatever kind, everybody has kids, you know. And it doesn't, because I do a lot of different kind of shows. With, you know, I do romance shows. I do all horror shows, but they all have children, you know. And so I think this is, and they do come on Saturday, you know, because it's on demand. It's a very big turnout after it's on, because in California,
our audience grows during the week.
Yeah. It's at 8 o'clock. Isn't it 8? Yeah, it's 8. It's 7 at California.
No, it's 7 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock
in the morning.
Live. Because it's 10 o'clock Eastern. So, but because we're on demand and we're on iTunes, our audience grows over the week. The whole entire week and beyond. I mean, I have shows where the audience is still growing on particular shows, particular authors, and I like the authors to come on because I think the kids really like to hear what the authors
yeah.
their stories.
Yeah,
so,
I think
kids
love the
authors.
Sorry. You know, I mean, when I talk to kids when I go to schools or some of my friends' kids, if they've read the book, you know, they really like to talk to the authors, and that's one of the mm-hmm. things the schools do not offer as much anymore because they have, you know, book fairs, but they don't have the authors there. They just have the books
yep.
that come in a box. And I hope the schools would partner with you someday to really, all these schools would pay attention, and because it would be great for kids because they really want more of a connection.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and I
right.
think what you're offering
is a
connection.
We've been selling school site licenses, and we will continue to do more
That's
of that.
Good.
And,
That's very good. You know,
and we also allow schools to fundraise with us. So if they want to tell their parents about
That's a
Magic
great
Box
idea.
And,
right.
and their parents
that.
Sign up with a Butterfly account, we'll give some of that revenue back to the school.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Yeah, because I think that, you know, I mean, kids are learning how to help and share, and I think we've had so many tragedies in this country that, you know, people are starting to realize that, yes, maybe we should do these things because getting the kids involved in helping, you know,
yeah.
different things that have happened. You know, all these horrible
things. But I think that's a great idea, though, because right now you guys read over the radio and they just listen to it, right?
Yeah.
Right,
but
there is a player.
The value of a children's book is a lot of times is looking at the cool images and the beautiful
right.
illustrations, right?
Well,
so
Katie,
now
I have a player.
The book, send them to the book on Magic Blocks and say, okay,
yeah.
everybody, turn to page one, and you know, and then you can start reading it, and everybody can follow along with you right there in the book. Turn the page and
right.
keep going,
okay.
right? So everybody
you
can read it.
You would have to figure
time.
Out how to hook that up, how to.
I think there's a way to do that, yeah.
They would just go to their own computer at home, and they would listen to the radio.
Right.
They were already
right.
listening to the radio program
right.
on Blog Talk anyways, right? So they just go to
right.
a new tab, and they open up Magic Blocks. They find the book, and they open it up.
See, because JD
oh,
is an illustrator,
cool.
and she what she does is sometimes, you know, she puts the, you know, when the author speaks, she does have their pictures, and it does seem to work where it comes on. But this would be a great hookup
right.
idea. You
right.
know, that'd be great.
Right.
You know, and less work.
And I already have quite a few of your authors have come on and read their stories,
yeah.
Jason,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
we
no,
can get
really,
more.
Yeah.
I can just send a note to all of our authors and publishers and say, hey, you know, here's a sign-up form. You know, get in line and sign up to read your books to an audience of kids online or through Blog Talk, and
right,
and
right.
we'll do a group story time through Magic Blog.
It's such a great thing. I mean, it's one of the best attendance we have is that at the Saturday morning shows because through the week it's just the mothers turn it on and they listen to it, you know, and they
yep.
love it. You know, so I think, yeah,
right.
I think it'll be a great idea, and I think because right now I think is the time to do this. Like I said before, I think you were before your time, and I think you're hitting it right now when this is good, and you're not, you know, and everybody's worried about how much money they spend, and it's so inexpensive that it's so worth it, because
right.
when you go buy a book in some of the stores, it's $12, $15, and what's one
oh,
book?
Yeah.
For,
easy.
You know.
Easy. And that's okay. I mean, we're totally for buying books for your home library, the ones that you connect with and the ones that you really want
oh,
to read
yeah.
over and over and over again, and you want to touch it,
right.
you want to see it, smell it, and all of that, that's fantastic. That's why we give you the option in a direct
right.
link, if
right.
the author includes it with their book, to go find out where you can buy it. And,
right.
you know, we don't get involved in that transaction because we're not a distributor, we're not a book retailer.
Right.
We want
right.
to sell digital access to books, right?
Yeah.
But at the
right.
same time, we want our parents and our kids to benefit from having that book in their library at home, and we want to help the authors sell books. So I think it's fine.
Yeah, and I think
honestly,
you know, go ahead.
A lot of the
bookstores don't have the funds these days to have every children's book in, and that's the thing.
That's right.
You know, that's what
right.
happens. They had to cut a lot, so you know.
Yeah,
this is a way
for your book to get discovered and get marketed
yeah,
right.
for free
yeah.
digitally
right.
all over the world within
yeah,
minutes
right.
And it doesn't cost anything, and we end up paying you when it does get read. And as we start to grow, the revenue over read is going to continue to grow because,
yeah.
you know, to be honest, people are going to sign up and they might use it once or twice a month, but they're still going to pay the bill. And,
right.
you know, and but at the same time, so we'll have revenue growing, and the reads will grow, but it won't grow as high, hopefully. That's our goal.
Yeah.
And you should see multiple dollars, hopefully, per read over time. And that's
Do you use Pinterest? Are you advertising on Pinterest, the books?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah, because that
yeah,
we love
we're
it.
There
we love
too.
It. We love
yeah.
it. I think Pinterest
yeah.
is
yeah,
really good.
Let me just say, okay, so what we need to do is once we hook up an author that also is on your site, then we can use your site with our live read.
That's right.
How's that?
Right.
Okay?
That would be great.
All right, so.
I think it'll be great. I think it'll be a great thing because I think that the kids will really benefit from this, you know. And then the parents, I mean, with all the shows that we do that everybody has kids, you know, once they start finding out about this, I think we should talk about this a lot, and I will, you know, because everybody has kids. So I think that, you know, we do bring it up and we do talk to people. And I asked Marnie, but she'll probably come on another time, but she does a lot with the children's books. She works, you know, with doing some of our communication because there's so much with Twitter and, you know, Facebook to try to get things out, you know.
Yes.
And people are, I mean, it's
by
all
way,
connected.
By the way, one of the things that we did, we actually made a change in the new site, is you can actually now see the awards that the book has won. So if the author uploads their awards, And if you haven't done it yet and you're an author and you have a book on Magic Blocks, you should definitely
yeah.
go there and edit your book and attach, you know, whatever Moonbeam or Mom's Choice or Reader's Favorite or whatever it is that you've won, because now our readers can see that and it helps with the credibility of the book.
I wanted to ask you about reviews. Now, if let's say a person has like 10 reviews they wanted to put on, can they put that on now on your site at all? Or if they have them from, you know, the people that have read them for other, you know, sites like Amazon or whatever, you know, that's one of the problems is that a lot of times, you know, reviews are all over the place. And a lot of times, even in my own books, I see this, it's been reviewed. And then let's say Barnes & Noble doesn't have that review. They don't know that the book has been reviewed. So, I mean, yeah, and I think that's one of the problems. People, unfortunately,
yep.
they'll keep looking for all the reviews. But, you know, sometimes it looks like they don't have any reviews, but they do have reviews, but it's on another site.
But also, let me just add, though, with the site linked to where the book is sold, the reviews would be there.
Yeah, but not on all of them,
right.
though.
Yeah,
if you go to Amazon, the ones that are viewed.
We're going to add another tab on the book details page soon
where
that
we can buy.
Will allow you to attach links to reviews
yeah.
or maybe other downloads that you want to give for free,
yeah.
like printouts or coloring
yeah.
pages and
yeah.
you know, that type of thing. And so we really want this to become a place where kids can find the books and read them, but also
right.
engage with author, learn more,
right.
get additional
right.
activities and things like that they can use at home. And we have a lot of homeschoolers who are looking at our site.
A lot of people,
so.
A lot of them.
Right.
I've had a lot
and, you know,
of
I really enjoyed, I had a child email me about liking my book. That was so nice. It really
wasn't
was nice.
That is nice.
To
that
hear,
was great, yeah.
You know? So it works out really well, I think.
We were so happy. We were happy yesterday that somebody came on from sixth grade. It was the first time somebody young had come on. And it was, you know, it was so interesting. You know, they like thrillers, and they're sixth grade already. I mean, the kids, they really are advanced these days, you know. And, you know, that's why it's good that you're having the chapter books, because it
yeah.
really is
my
good.
Son,
you know.
My son is seven, and he can read 130, 40 page, you know, 150 page books by himself, no problem.
Wow.
I'll chip in
yeah.
once in a while and, you know, fix a word here and there. But he not only can read it, but he follows along and he really gets engaged. And it's really fun to watch him because it's like he's watching a movie and he'll laugh. And, you know, it's really great. I actually
That's
enjoy
exciting.
It a lot.
I mean, so at
yeah.
least you
yeah.
know that you've done something good there, right?
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know. We've read to him, but he's taken it on himself. He's a smart kid, but... I don't know. He just enjoys reading, and I don't know if I want to take credit for that, but
I think you should. Well, you know what? I think you should give yourself a little credit for that because you've been working really hard these last 3 years. Yes, I would say. You know, and kids watch from their parents. You know, so he knows how important this is to you, and that's great that he's reading. Fabulous.
Yeah,
I think
he loves. We went to New York Book Expo a couple weeks back, and maybe a month before he knew we were going, and he's like, I came home and he had all these little paper booklets that he created, and he's like, Dad, I'm going to help you sell more books for Magic Blocks. I've got all these great books, you know, and I'm going to stand out and I'm going to sell them at the Book Expo, and I'm like, oh, that's so amazing. Awesome.
Did you have a good time when you went to the expo? I'm going to go next time. I think I'm going to be there next
time.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Think,
I love the Book Expo. This is my second trip there, and I met a lot of great authors and publishers. You know, I've got hundreds of business cards I've got to follow up on and reach out to, and I've got a few really good contacts who want to add their books, and so I just got to go call them and remind them. But
yeah, I think if people, you know, if they all work, if we work together, you know, us and schools and you, I think it really can help. You know, I think that's what people need to do. They need to share and help each other to get out there. It's not easy, so if everybody works together, I think it can work.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing, by the way, along those lines, I heard you say earlier you had a link and a banner on your site. The more of our authors and publishers, we've got hundreds of them. Some of them are on some pretty high traffic sites or blogs, and the more exposure we have, and it doesn't even have to necessarily our banner doesn't even necessarily have to be seen by somebody. The fact that it's on your site and linking back to our site helps with our searchability on Google, right, or Yahoo or Bing. So the more people
We do that because now we on our site, like even today when I put the show in, there is a link to Magic Blocks, you know, and I changed it because this is what happens when you do things at 2:00 at night. So I put it together. You know, so I think that
it's okay. A lot of people make the same mistake. It's two words, you know. It's kind of, but we combine it.
I know, but we all do that, especially World of Ink. You know, JD, Virginia, and I, we do this a lot. You know, where we put the links out all over the place because otherwise, you know, people really need the links because sometimes if you don't give it to them, they won't find it. So.
So here's a question. After 3 years of knowing what we do and why we do it and what we're about, what do you think Magic Blocks, how do you think we came up with that name? I'm curious. I wonder if people could. What do you think Magic Blocks is?
Blogs to Learning.
I'll explain it, but I want to hear what your take is on it.
Blogs to Learning. It's the magic of, you know, imagination. Move on and go up the ladder as reading and grow with the
building
book.
Blocks. And, and
absolutely. And even, exactly. And then even when you look at the books themselves, right, each page is a building block.
Yes.
The text and the images and the video and all the audio and all of those things are building blocks together, and it makes a magical experience, right? I'm just curious
I'd like to say one thing though, Bob. A lot of parents don't really believe that, you know, the kids should be on the computer. I think kids are reading more. I think it's really good for them because I think a lot of people are fearing it, and they shouldn't, because the kids are learning when they're on, and I think it's a wonderful thing. And the audio, everything.
The reason why parents are afraid of having their kids on the computer is because the computer is associated with, you know, all the social media stuff that they do games and the adult stuff that happens on the internet, whatever. But you can protect what sites your kids goes to all kinds of great parental control. So assuming you're blocking out all the really vulgar bad stuff that they can get to, which they should do, and you can get to our site and other kids friendly sites. The computer is an amazing tool for them to learn.
Right.
Every school
is
adopting it. Right? Schools are entire school districts are buying thousands of iPads every month.
Yeah,
I
know they are now.
And you know, when they grow up, what do we do in the office? We all use a computer. You know, why not learn it early? I mean, I was fortunate. I kind of grew up in the, you know, as computers were just starting to kind of become popular, and so I got into it pretty early. But nowadays, babies are basically flipping iPads around.
Oh, my God, they're in,
they're in a stroller.
They're in a stroller.
But it's a really great tool. I mean, so our library and the books on the computer is a great, great tool to get the kids exposed to the computer, get them familiar with using the mouse and using the browser and navigating a website to do something constructive like reading.
I think so,
right?
Yeah.
As opposed to playing Call of Duty or something, right?
Yeah, I agree. I know that you can have, if anybody would like to come on the show, to do JD's show, if an author wants to come on a show, I'll be happy to, add them to one of our shows. So, there are a lot of people out there that don't know how to get on shows, so just you can contact World of Ink, network.com, and we'll be happy to, put you on a show, and then they can talk about the books that are on blog, Magic Block, and it'll be very interesting.
And we could do what Jason said. We could link the show.
Yeah.
Of course, Jason, you're going to have to tell me how to do that.
I will. We'll
do that. Oh, it's really simple. You really don't even need me, honestly. All you do is you could tell, I don't need to do anything, because all you do is you tell them to go to the site, or you provide a link to the book that you're going to read. Everybody opens their computer at the same time throughout the world, wherever, and they can click on the link. They open the book. And then you say, okay, is everybody on page one? All right, we're going to get started here. And, everybody, if they're new to Magic Blocks, everybody gets one book a month free. So obviously if you have multiple books in a session, that might be challenging unless they pay. But we could talk about maybe giving you a coupon or something that's good for the month or, that type of thing, where they can actually pick, more than one book or something. Then they just sign up. If they're not a user already, they just register, get their parents to register, and they basically choose that book for the month, and then it's good for 30 days. They can read it as much as they want, the entire book, for 30 days. And then if you notice, I don't know if you guys have been getting the emails from us once a month.
Yes, we do.
The actual system emails that tell you that your book list has actually been reset.
Yeah.
And it prompts you to actually come back to the library and choose a new book for the month. And so now every day we're sending out emails to people because it's based on the day you sign up. So if you signed up on the 14th or 15th of whatever month in a year, you're going to get an email today saying, hey, we just, your access pass just got reset. Come back to the library and choose a new book. But anyways, for the kids reading virtually, I think that's a fantastic idea. We should do that. I'd be happy to join you.
If you have any ideas that you want to check out, I won't talk for everybody. I'll be happy to check them out because I do. Every time I do something, I try to check out different sites for PR, for different things, and if I don't like it, I don't, refer it. So, I mean, I love your, I always liked it, your site. So I think that, that's what we do, and Virginia and JD, all of us, and, we have our Jeffrey and Fran, we all are, we're all out there really blogging. We all have blogs. We have probably I'm sure we all have too much, but we do. So our name is out there a lot. So we'll be happy to, I'll be happy to try
and
it
our
out.
Audience, our audience is is fairly large. It's getting larger.
Yeah.
Two other things I wanted to mention. Sorry. We also have a bunch of classic titles that we're adding into the library as well, like The Wizard of Oz is up there now. Alice in Wonderland. And, so those are things resources that we have access to. You could probably find them for free, which is fine, but we want to make sure that if you're paying for a membership, you actually can use those books on our site as well.
JD likes the classics. She loves that, right?
I would like to read classics, but I don't know about copyright. That's why I don't do that.
Those are public domain. Those are all public domain books. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Maybe we can do some of that then, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's just go over before we get off here because I know it's going on 4 o'clock. But tell us a little bit about what are the levels on the site. There's Ladybug, right, which is free.
Oh, the access pass level? Yeah, so Ladybug is your free account, and that's everybody gets that by default. If you put your email address and you click next on the create account form, you are getting a free account. You're going to get one book per month, And you can read that one book as much as you want. It shows up in the top in your header under book choices for the, you know, monthly book choices. And you can also see in your reading history if you forgot where it is or whatever, or you can just search for it.
Okay.
The next one up is our first paid access pass. It's $2.99 per month, and that gives you up to 5 books per month. So the same way, you know, it resets every month. You pick 5 books, and you can read those 5 books as much as you want every month. And then our most valuable pass, and the one that I recommend to everybody, it's the most effective, cost-effective, is our Butterfly Access Pass. Oh, by the way, the $2.99 one is called Bookworm.
Right.
Because so the reason why this is great. So somebody suggested that we move Bookworm to, like, the unlimited one because you're a bookworm when you read a lot. But actually, the way I think about it is the Ladybug, the reason why we chose that for the entry-level pass is because, you know, you're just sort of floating around trying to figure out what you like. Right? What flower you want to land on.
Right.
And the bookworm is, you know, you want to read and you're excited about reading,
right.
So you want
yeah.
to read it.
Right.
And then the
right.
butterfly one is now you just want to read so much that you're flying around and you've
right.
got, you know,
your
free spirit, right? And you've got all these great stories in your mind now and you've gone all these great adventures and right. So that actually is the backing behind that. It's kind of fun. Anyway, so that's $3.99 per month or you can pay the whole year up front for $38 because $3.99
works out.
It's so
worth it. I mean, my God, it's really worth it. There's no doubt about
Jason,
that.
Jason, let me just ask Jason, if I were to, in my guidelines for being on the show, we were to add that they could sign up and put their book on Magic Box Blocks, can they? Would it be ready for us to go right away?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you go there right now, and you can upload anything you want. Upload a upload a PDF of your latest tax bill. I don't care. It's not going to go on the library until we approve it.
Right.
Okay.
So, then.
So you can actually, right. as an author or publisher, you go sign up as an author. You check a box that says I agree to the terms and conditions. I want to publish books on your site. Boom. As soon as you do that, we give you the upload button. And when you have the upload button, you can upload whatever you want. And as soon as you upload it, it goes into a review queue, and you can actually see it. So as the author of the book, as the creator of it, you can look at that book and open it as much as you want because it doesn't count towards your reads. It doesn't do anything from that. You have the free right to open it any time. Even when it's published, you can open it as much as you want. It doesn't matter. So please, click Read Me. In fact, I think some people might be afraid to click Read Me because they think they don't have the rights to or they can't. But I need you to in order to actually make sure the book looks right and it works properly and all that. And then once it's done and once you're happy with it and everything works fine, then you click Submit and it goes into a review queue. Then within about 2 or 3 days, we actually review it. We've been actually really quick lately. We'll do it sometimes within an hour or two. But, you know, as soon as we get to it, we will approve it. If there's a problem with it or it's not appropriate, we absolutely won't approve it. But if it's just a technical problem or we need a tweak or a change or we have a question, we'll put it back in your draft queue and send it back to you. All of this is done with emails. I mean, not done with emails, but is surrounded by emails.
Right.
So you'll see an email when we approve it. You'll see an email if it gets rejected or changed and put back to you.
Well, I think
it's
really safe for the parents that they know that somebody is checking their books. Because
we read
parents want to know everything, sometimes they don't. Okay, and this is a wonderful
so we could be,
thing.
Yeah. We could be... I could get you authors and you can get me authors, basically.
Absolutely.
If we do this right. You know?
Well, he has authors.
Okay.
We have, you know, that's the point. We have a lot of authors. Thing is, you know, is just getting them all together and understanding. Sometimes they don't, you know, understand what the premise of the show is. But most authors that write children's books are happy to read their books, I would think. You know, and as you know, some of them aren't, which is amazing to me. I mean, if you write a children's book, I can't imagine not wanting to ever read it to kids.
And
you know,
I think having a reading time is really a good marketing opportunity for your book, and that's one of the values that our site brings to the author.
Right.
But combining that with your radio show and being able to hear the author actually read it live
that's
is
what
a,
they
is
need,
is
right.
a big
they
step
need
up
a great
from,
show.
Because even if the author gets a reading, like an opportunity at a library or school and is able to go read to 30 kids or whatever, it's just 30 kids. In this environment, you could literally have thousands of kids all standing at their computers from around the world, listening to your radio show and flipping through the book all at the same time.
I think it's so exciting.
This would be nice, Jason. I like the idea. I hope you like it too.
It's a wonderful idea.
I think it's great. In fact, we actually thought about this, honestly. We already thought about doing something like this, and I think the radio component actually is something that I didn't really consider. I was considering more using the technology on our site to do virtual author readings and that sort of thing, which we still might, but this is a good stepping stone to get there.
You know, none of us knew how this was going to work, and it really works. They love it. The kids like it. You know, they do.
We are so surprised. When I came up with this idea, it's just because I wanted to do it. Is that right, Marcia?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, well, I really want to do this, so I'm going to do it. And I didn't think there would be an audience. I didn't really know. And it turns out that there is an audience for this.
That's really what it is. You know, sometimes you have to just be willing to try things. And Virginia and I, with World of Ink, we do try a lot of things. And, you know, we're also doing it with adult books now. Katie's going to have it on her show. I'm going to have it on mine. Because I think when people hear the words out loud, they tend to want to read the book because it sounds really better than sometimes just looking at what somebody wrote on the back cover. You know, it's really a good tool, I think.
You guys,
it's a great idea.
Sorry to cut you off. I think we're over time, but I also have to run. I'm going to lose this phone in a minute. But,
okay, and thank you so much, Jason, for being on. Jason, whatever I can do, just let me know.
Awesome. I really appreciate you guys having me on today, and I look forward to working with you guys. Virginia or Katie, whoever that was, I don't know who the voice was, let me know. Contact me about the reading, the story. Thanks.
We will. All right. Thanks again. All right, JD, thank you.
Yep.
All right, thank you for being on the show,
Bye,
and have a good show tomorrow.
Okay, you too.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.